top stories this hour, Iran says the U.S. will once again fail to break the Middle East resistance. In Washington, tens of thousands protest the U.S. government's policies. In France, millions join nationwide rallies against the Sarkozy government. And tens of thousands of Italian protesters mark a No Berlusconi Day. Well, it's 12:30 here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin, World News on Press TV. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the United States will once again fail in its attempt to defeat the axis of resistance in the Middle East. In a meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei hailed the close ties between Tehran and Damascus. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that the U.S. is against warm relations between Iran and Syria. For his part, President Assad said Iran and Syria are fighting on the same front and pursue mutual objectives. He said bilateral ties will continue to grow in all areas. Iran has awarded visiting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad the country's highest national medal. Well, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad granted Assad the Grand National Order of the Islamic Republic of Iran for Assad's support for resistance groups in Lebanon and the occupied Palestinian territories. Ahmadinejad said the award is a token of appreciation and gratitude. Assad also described Iran's move as the reflection of the strategic alliance between Tehran and Damascus. Earlier, in a separate meeting with Ahmadinejad, Assad lashed out at U.S.-sponsored Mideast talks as a failure. He said the talks are just meant to gather support for the U.S. President Barack Obama. The Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO, says direct talks with Israel should not resume until it halts all its settlement activities.
The Palestinian leadership holds Israel responsible for obstructing the negotiations and the political process and thwarting the political efforts of the American administration, the Quartet, and the entire international community. Therefore, the Palestinian leadership confirms that the resumption of negotiations requires tangible steps to prove they are serious. At the forefront of them, a freeze on settlements without conditions or exceptions.
Well, the PLO has urged acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas to suspend the talks with Israel. The call comes after Tel Aviv's resumption of settlement activities on occupied Palestinian land. Israel has refused to extend its partial settlement freeze, which ended late last month. Abbas is expected to announce his final decision on the negotiations at an Arab League meeting in Libya later this week. He has earlier pledged to quit the talks if Israel does not extend its 10-month-long partial settlement moratorium. Various Palestinian factions have repeatedly slammed the U.S. brokered negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. In Washington, tens of thousands are staging a rally against U.S. President Barack Obama's policies. Protesters from all over the U.S. have gathered at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington for the protest. Demonstrators say their messages about job creation, quality education, and justice. They also call for increased government spending on infrastructure and other public work projects. The organizers say they expect more than 100,000 people to show up for the demonstration. An unemployment rate of about 10% and the country's sagging economy have left a record number of Americans without a job. Experts say only 1 in 5 Americans has the chance to find a new job. Well, earlier we asked our correspondent in Washington to tell us more about the gathering. Let's listen in.
So a lot of these people, of course, are bringing up issues that affect the American people. One is the joblessness, the 10% unemployment rate, the economy, the way that President Obama seemed to pay more attention to Wall Street and banks than he has to the American people. There are tens of thousands of people who are upset about that across America. It's very hard to determine how many people are actually here now. I would definitely say well into the tens of thousands, but again, that is not an official count. And so these people are here talking about that. They're talking about education reform. They're talking about energy reform. All of the issues that are plaguing America right now, these people have come together to bring attention to it. You have civil rights activists such as Al Sharpton here, as Gregory Davis, who's also here, or excuse me, Dick Gregory, who's also here. So there are a lot of people here who are speaking today, asking for government to change the course that it's in and give back to the American people and actually create jobs so that America can prosper.
Well, millions of people in France have once again taken to the streets to protest against President Nicolas Sarkozy's plan to raise the retirement age. Some 220 marches have been planned against the government's pension bill. Millions of labor workers, students, and retirees have shown up to protest the government's pension overhaul. The reform bill raises the retirement age from 60 to 62. It also raises the age for full pension by 2 years to 67. Saturday's protest is the third of its kind over the past month. Unions say they will continue their protests to force the government to change its plan.
This is the only country where such an important reform didn't include main unions and political parties from the opposition and the majority. You can't always ignore the people, ignore those who represent you. I think that the president will realize this if he doesn't accept to rework this reform, which is unfair and doesn't solve anything.
Well, a correspondent in France, Marc Vautier, tells us more about the mass protests and the possibility of the government reworking the pension reforms.
The French people support their unions in these protests. I think it's certainly going to be above 2 million today. The main reason is that a lot of families have been out with students and younger people, as you've been saying, and also private sector workers have been protesting today. Because it's a Saturday, they're not working. If they were to protest during a working day, then of course they would lose their pay for that day. Unemployment tends to be behind economic recovery figures. The fact is that the figures show that France is sort of bumping along. It's slowly, very slowly emerging from the recession, and the employment figures for August actually went up after two months of very, very slight declines. But as far as the government's reaction is concerned, Sarkozy said only yesterday to reporters, when talking of the unions, "I understand their anger, but the role of the head of state is to fulfill his responsibilities." And really what he means by that is to fulfill expectations by the financial markets, because if France were to lose its AAA credit status rating, some kind of chaos would result. And remember, this sort of thing is not just affecting France, but it's affecting countries from all over Europe. And so conservative governments really are banding together and saying, we must push these reforms through, painful as they might be.
Well, thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of the Italian capital, Rome, to call on Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to step down. Now, this is the second round of the so-called No Berlusconi Day events. Press TV's Matthew Stevens has a story.
Italians have come from all over the country to Rome's central Piazza della Repubblica to call for Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's resignation. The No Berlusconi Day 2 rally was organized by the Purple People, an internet movement with no political party affiliation that mobilized more than 500,000 people against Berlusconi in a previous event in December last year. Over 200 buses and two ships from Sardinia brought the participants to Rome with the aim of presenting Berlusconi with a letter of dismissal signed by tens of thousands of Italians. The protesters called for a new electoral law, guaranteed freedom of the press, and above all, early elections.
I am disgusted by Berlusconi's policy because his point of view is against our rights, that our grandfathers fought for. So I hope that honesty at the end will win, because it's not possible any longer that we can support this kind of government.
Although opposition parties offered the Purple People a helping hand, no politicians were invited to address the crowds.
La voglia di cambiamento. Se c'è un...
We believe that it is in the interest of democracy, of economy and of justice that we get rid of the threat that is the Berlusconi government. These people, old and young, are here to say they are tired of Mr. Berlusconi.
But slogans and crowds weren't enough to impress members of the People of Freedom Party, who dismissed the event as nothing more than a personal attack on the PM.
Il popolo viola e la gente rossa hanno perso l'ennesima occasione.
The left and the purple people have once again proven that they are not capable of constructive political debate. This is just an attack aimed at Berlusconi, nothing more.
The second No Berlusconi Day, just days after the Italian leader survived a confidence vote in Parliament, is a success for his opponents. The tens of thousands gathered here have got their message across. Whether or not Italy's PM will be paying attention is, of course, a different matter. Matthew Stevens, Press TV, Rome.
The Russian Navy says it is increasing its presence in the Arctic. Admiral Vladimir Vysotsky says Northern and Pacific Fleet units in the region have been strengthened. He adds that a proposal has been made to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin that battleships be deployed in Russia's Arctic ports. Vysotsky says the deployment aims to protect polar sea routes. This comes at a time when Arctic nations such as Canada, Norway and the U.S. are struggling to further control parts of the region. Geological surveys show it holds large reserves of oil and natural gas. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. These are the headlines this hour. Iran says the U.S. will once again fail to break the Middle East resistance. In Washington, tens of thousands protest the U.S. government's policies. In France, millions join nationwide rallies against the Sarkozy government. And tens of thousands of Italian protesters mark No Berlusconi Day.